This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Lillian LeBlanc, and she and her husband Roger ran a unique business in Maine for a lot of years, and she's written a book about her experiences with Twin Cities Air Service. First of all, Lil, you were a true mom-and-pop operation. Tell us a little bit about how all that worked.
We certainly were mom-and-pop in every sense of the word. My husband and I ran the business. It was a full-service FBO with flight school, maintenance, fueling, and, of course, air charter. And we really had a family environment in our small company. Our employees were very much an extended family to us. We lived and breathed the business 24/7, as anyone who's run their own business can certainly appreciate. We enjoyed many, many highs and just a small number of lows, as we would certainly meet some great people, fly to some very interesting places, and from time to time meet a challenge or two head on.
Now, for a lot of those years, it was the day-to-day grind of pumping fuel and pumping out students and that sort of thing. But for a couple of years, you kind of got to live the dream. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, we did. In 2002, we sold our FBO, and we sold essentially all of Twin Cities Air Service except for our King Air B-100. And my husband, Roger, and I flew the King Air as a crew of two. Most of the time, I'd be sitting in the right seat, but occasionally in the left seat. We had our key customers, the folks that we came to know very well over the 10-year period that we ran the FBO. And we flew in partnership with our former business. We would certainly share customers from time to time. But for the most part, we would work with the customers that we had and fly them to the places that we enjoyed most. And I describe a lot of those fun and unusual experiences in the book.
Well, why don't you tell us about one that stands out?
I thought you might ask me about that, and I really gave that some thought. There are several that are unique and different, but I think one that stands out the most was a trip to Provincetown, Massachusetts. It's described very early on in the book. We had a new customer, an individual who runs a very well-known sporting goods manufacturing company, who called us, and he was a referral from one of our regular customers, and said, "I'd like you to fly me from Beverly, Massachusetts to Provincetown." Now, anyone who's familiar with the area knows that's about a 10-minute flight in a King Air, but nonetheless, it was very exciting for us because we grew up in New England, and we used to spend quite a bit of time at Race Point Beach. We would fly our little Piper Lance over to the beach with our baby daughter in the back and enjoy many hours on the sand and in the water. So when we had the opportunity for this charter, it was just fantastic. We flew the gentleman to Provincetown. We had about a three-hour wait, and we changed into our bathing suits and ran to the beach. Just laid out in the sun and relaxed, much more than you would in any pilot lounge, any recliner with a TV going. We sat and soaked in the salt and sun. And we got up about an hour and a half before our flight, plenty of time to get back to the aircraft and change, get freshened up and ready to take our passenger back. And as we were folding up our blanket, who do we see walking over the sand dunes but our passenger? Anyone in the charter business knows that this is just probably the most embarrassing experience you could ever have. The two of us in our bathing suits coming face-to-face with our customer, brand-new customer, who's watching us fold up our blanket. We apologized profusely. The gentleman was very easygoing. He said, "Hey, if I were you, I would have done the exact same thing." We asked for a few minutes to change. He said, no, don't bother. You look fine the way you are." And as I say in the book, it was the first and indeed the last time I've ever flown a charter in a bathing suit.
Well, it sounds like a remarkable book. Tell us the name of it and where we can get a hold of one.
The title is The Flight Level Chronicles. It is available on Amazon. It's also on Barnes & Noble. And it is available in an e-book version, a Kindle or a Nook. And I've intentionally, knowing how we are in aviation as pilots, we try to watch our pennies, I've intentionally priced the e-books very low. They're available at only 99 cents. The paperback is just $9.99.
Pleasure talking to you today, Lil. Good luck with the book. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.